Allez.
One day, Srila Prabhupada was sitting in his bed when he was very sick. And he was chanting the holy names, meditating on the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. The golden feet and the bluish feet. Prabhupada was seeing and meditating and chanting. And there was a big smile on his face. Although he was sick, his heart was always very cheerful. Because it is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. So when all the Abhadras are destroyed, Prabhupada says, Nashta Prayeshu means even if 75% of our Abhadras or Anarthas in our heart are destroyed, then one can attain the stage of Nashtiki Bhakti or Nishtha Bhakti means firm, fixed devotional service to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, Prabhupada says. So, the result of Naishtiki Bhakti, he says, is that Shunyayitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahename. Immediately in one's heart, the viraha for Govinda is established. That's why sometimes Prabhupada calls it as expectant psychology. You are expecting someone to come at a certain time. So even if they don't come, it appears to you that somebody is coming on the door and they are making sound. And then you go and open the door, you don't find anybody there. Then you come back again and again you hear the sound of somebody battering the door. Like that, Prabhupada says, as soon as the anarthas get eradicated in our heart, the fondness for Krishna, attraction for Krishna is immediately established. And that is a proof of Naishtiki Bhakti, he says. And if the abhadras or anarthas are not destroyed in our heart, then one is struggling with anarthas and one is yet to develop their attraction for Krishna. The abhadras, anarthas. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, there is also a beautiful verse which talks about the austerities of the mind. In that purport, Prabhupada writes a very important sentence. He says, the austerity of the mind is to always detach it from sense gratification. He says, the mind should be trained in such a way that it will always think of the welfare of others. But as soon as the mind is attached to sense gratification, it becomes disturbed. When I read this sentence, I felt I got answer to one of my important questions. You know, when I get sick, I get very disturbed. Why I get disturbed? Because my mind is attached to sense gratification. When my mind is attached to sense gratification, we get disturbed naturally. So what is the austerity of the mind? To detach it from sense gratification and focus it on two things, he says. One is focus it on the holy names of Krishna. I am trying to hear it attentively and focus it on the Puranas and Itihasas like Mahabharata, Ramayana, Srimad Bhagavatam and such literature. Because focusing on such spiritual literature absorbs our mind in a superior engagement, which will eventually help us to focus on the holy name very nicely. And that is a way to have a cheerful mind, not to have a agitated mind or a agitated intelligence. Sada samudvigna dhyam asadgrihat. Asadgrihat means to capture that which is temporary. That is asadgrihat. Krishna says that in 16th chapter. Grihitva mohat asadgrahat, he says. Grihitva mohat asadgrahat. So because of being an illusion, the living entity captures that which is temporary, and that is the cause of his mental agitation and suffering, he says. So, if you compare this to Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. So by regular recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam, the promise is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam itself, and that the abhadras and our heart will be almost destroyed, and if they are almost destroyed, then one can feel this Govinda Virahename, attraction to Lord Govinda, will get established in one's heart. And that is a way to detach the mind from sense gratification. Which means, the mind should be either thinking of welfare of others, or the mind should be simply absorbed in the Lord's Katha, Lord's holy name, by which the mind gets purified very fast. And Prabhupada says it's almost automatic, Prabhupada says. When the mind gets purified, almost automatically one gets attracted to Krishna. That is the nature of the mind itself, he says. Although it is said, tatrarpita niyamita smaranena kalaha. The holy name can be chanted anywhere, any place, any time, there is no restriction and all that. The acharyas have always said that chanting of the holy name should be done as the greatest priority, by understanding it to be the greatest gift. Utmost priority, it should be, which means, while I am chanting the holy name, I should not think, let me complete this holy names and rush to do some work. That is a very bad type of consciousness. What I should think? Let me do all other work and finish them off so that I can sit and peacefully chant the holy name. That is right consciousness. Because if I think, when will 7:30 come, I'll finish and run now, then that will not help us to focus on the holy name nicely. So that means holy name is number one priority. Everything else in this world can wait for us to complete our rounds peacefully. Nothing, no urgent call, no emergency. Especially in our temple, we have not kept any services for the devotees during the chanting time. In those days we were cutting sabji, we are going for this service, that service. We are not keeping anything. Why? Because we want to give a chance to all the devotees to forget about all anxieties and worries and just to be with the holy name and just hear the holy name and cleanse the mind and detach the mind from sense gratification and focus on endeavoring to hear the holy name attentively. It's a golden chance given to us for purifying the mind, and it should be taken advantage of. Not that we are sitting here and we are doing active materialistic absorption and gramya buddhi, and by that we will be wasting, whiling away our valuable japa time. So chanting should be done as utmost priority, realizing it to be the greatest gift, the most valuable gift, because once the mind is cleansed, we can experience the Govinda Viraha, which is actually our highest, ultimate goal that we all are hankering for. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, who are just like desire trees, who are ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen creatures.